USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Pennsylvania judge has issued an injunction to stop any further certification of election results in the state. The order set a hearing for Friday in a suit from several Pennsylvania voters challenging the constitutionality of Pennsylvania's no-excuse absentee voting. State elections officials filed an appeal with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court shortly after the injunction was issued. President Trump's campaign is also continuing their challenges of the vote in the state at a gathering of Republican state lawmakers in Gettysburg Wednesday. Trump campaign lawyer Jenna Ellis told the group that there are a few options for resolutions from their challenges.
You could call for a special election. Still, you can direct the manner of your electors. You have a variety of constitutional options, but one option should not be to ignore it and to certify a corrupted, irredeemably compromised election.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Authorities make a major cartel bust in the San Diego area. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The U.S. Attorney's Office is reporting three Mexican nationals tied to cross-border trucking companies were charged in San Diego federal court Tuesday following the discovery of a massive cache of drugs, cash, and ammunition stockpiled at the Otay Mesa truck yard. The seizure totaled $3.5 million in cash, 685 kilograms of cocaine, 24 kilograms of fentanyl, and about 20,000 rounds of 50 caliber ammunition, along with hundreds of body armor vests. Authorities say it belonged to the Sinaloa cartel. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Dallas Cowboys strength coach Marcus Paul died Wednesday, a day after collapsing at a team practice and being rushed to the hospital. Paul played four seasons in the NFL before moving into the coaching ranks. Paul was 54. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Another government official bucks his own holiday advice. Val Dior has more from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock boarded a flight to Houston ahead of Thanksgiving despite his warnings that people should stay close to home and only spend the holiday with their own household. Hancock traveled to Houston Wednesday to visit his daughter in Mississippi. His wife is already there. About 30 minutes before the flight, Hancock tweeted to pass the potatoes, not COVID, and to avoid travel if you can. The mayor's spokesperson now says upon return he will follow all necessary health and safety guidance and quarantine. The double standard among government officials leaves citizens scratching their heads. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo no longer plans to travel to see his elderly mother and two daughters for Thanksgiving after facing backlash for contradicting his own advice to stay away from loved ones.
Wall Street stepped back a bit Wednesday from the all-time highs it reached on Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 173 points lower to finish the day at 29,872. The S&P 500 slid 5 points, and the Nasdaq bucked the trend, picking up 57 points to gain 0.5%. Part of the market's performance was a reaction to a weaker-than-expected unemployment report, as 778,000 people filed for benefits for the first time last week. That's 50,000 more than most economists expected. Continuing claims fell to around 6 million, the second straight week they've declined, though much of that drop-off can be attributed to benefits expiring for some workers. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.